and we'll establish a quorum. Start with Dan.
Dan Verko here.
Wendy Potok.
Ken Rolnax.
Mr. Bartianis.
Ann Gaywith.
Jakey Russell.
Not for this part.
Okay. Yeah, we have a quorum, and if you'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this point in time, we need to appoint a budget officer, and I nominate her.
Well, you're going to run a meeting, you don't nominate.
So, all right.
One of the things, did we ever appoint a chairman of the budget committee of the Urban Renewal? Have they ever met?
No, this is our first meeting.
You know, when we appointed you guys, did you sit up there for a minute?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was that it?
Did
we never sat up there?
No, I sat up there once.
I was gonna say, I seem to recall sitting up there.
Yes, do something. Well, we probably should go ahead and elect a chairman, vice chairman of the Urban Renewal Agency, and then they would run the meeting if the chairman's gone, the second person.
Okay.
Well, okay, you're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, because this is a call it a stepchild of the city, but by law, in some cities it's redheaded and some it's not. It depends. It's kind of hard to describe. It has to have its own audit. In other words, just like a government entity. Mm-hmm. So. In some cities, we talked about it, it has no elected officials. It's just community people. It's not like Stu and the mayor. So the fact that he's the mayor has nothing to do with him being in charge of this committee.
Okay.
So it is a separate committee, operates on its own, and it's a government sub, kind of like I say, it's part of the public entity of the city under the structure of the city, but it is its own entity. That's why it has its own budget. That's why we had to do it tonight. We couldn't do it with the other one. Mm-hmm. So you, the seven of you, although we're missing one, there's six of you here, you need to decide who is your chairman and who is your vice chairman. It can be any of you, including the mayor, but it just, you guys need to do that.
Can, if we reviewed the minutes, did the minutes stay, I was under the assumption, which is not always a good place to be, that the city position on this committee was, in effect, the person in charge.
We never talked about that.
Okay, I thought when we were forming the committee, that was some of the...
Yeah.
I understood, just like what Rick said, they were part of it, but...
No, we can move going forward. It really doesn't matter, so...
Somebody just needs to nominate and...
Well, I personally would like to nominate Dan Verko.
I'll second that.
Keep smiling, Dan.
It means he's got to show up.
That's it. There you go.
And I'd like to nominate Ken Mullenix.
No. Oh. You can do that. That's going to be for vice chair or for chair?
For chair.
Do you guys want to have that kind of a
no.
fight already?
Now we have to have an election.
Okay, no, I'm vice chair. Okay, yeah.
He can fill in.
Sure.
No, second the motion for vice chair for Ken.
Oh, no, I cannot.
You
sorry.
Can't.
No. Sorry.
I'll second it.
There you go.
But did we have a...
Nominations closed.
Right, but did we put him in the driver's seat yet?
Not yet.
No.
Okay. Just nominations.
You could do him as a slate, I guess.
Okay.
Just said you made a motion for Dan Verko as chair, Ken Mullenix as vice chair.
Okay.
We had a second. Do we have to close that motion, or can we just...
You can second. We need a second, then a vote.
Well, I second it.
Okay.
Oh.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Take it over, Daniel.
That was it.
Yeah, down the rail, huh?
Yeah.
Great. So it looks like the next thing on the agenda would be the budget officer. So we're looking for a motion.
I make a motion that we appoint this interim city manager as the budget officer.
Is there a second?
I second that.
All right. Any discussion? No discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We have a budget officer, Rick Allen. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
So now we'd like to have an urban renewal district update by our budget officer.
Okay, so at 6:30 is when we actually do the budget. So the idea was this gives us 20 minutes, and we can take a little longer, you know, because the budget part could only take 10 minutes, so you don't have to start at 6:30. This is really why we figured it'd be done by 7. This is the time to understand what we're doing since we haven't met, I think. And so I'd say time to ask questions and make comments and things you'd like to see you do. So I thought that's where we're starting tonight since we hadn't met. We formed this back in September. In the meantime, we said, you know, it would just kind of sit there, and you're going to see that a lot for the next year or two. But there was no tax money coming in because the year had already started. So we got the estimates, and when we get into the budget, you'll see it's only $20,000. Our consultant thought it would be more. Scott thought. So I went with the county assessor. That's kind of where the number is. If it's $40,000 comes in, it's going to carry forward. If it's less than the $20,000, this first year, it really doesn't matter because we're really not spending any. And and that's going to give us a base to start. Then we'll know. It's very difficult for the assessors. Scott, you know, met with me, and he just says these urban renewals are tough. And especially when you start them. So since we're not going to really spend any money, it's the matter if the number is high or low, it doesn't matter because it's going to carry forward whatever it is. And I just figured rather than put a big number and have it, you're better off having it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we did. Beyond that, we haven't, you know, urban renewal itself hasn't done anything except get form. So the next phase that we will want to do, and you'll start to get involved, is we need to know kind of what one area is, what kind of design we talked about, what kind of thing would we like the town to look like and to be downtown, and what kind of stuff's important, the pedestrians and sidewalks and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So one of the things I did is apply for a grant to the state of Oregon, and where they would hire a planner for us that would help us kind of start to talk to everyone and kind of come up with some ideas of what we would like to look like. And that'll give us our start. Then and that'll take till, well, you know, it's going to take a few months. And so, you know, that's really what I would see this next year is working on that kind of stuff. And we wouldn't have to meet very much. Then, this is the reality. If you're only taking in $20,000 or $30,000 this year, we take in $40,000 next year, you can see you really need to wait four years, which is really hard sitting here. It's amazing how that time goes by, and in some cases none of us will be here. I mean, you know, but this is a 20-year thing, and it just eats at us because we want it quicker. You know, I think it's not good to go out and you know, so you take in 30, we go spend 25 of it this year. What's 25 grand isn't going to do anything in your downtown? You're better off getting 100 in there. You can go get a grant for 300 and have a 25% match.
Yeah,
that's really what you want to do, I think. But you know, you might get down here 3 years from now and decide you want to do a couple little things. But anyway, we don't know what those numbers are. But I think that you see this first year, it's so low, that tells you. Mm-hmm. You know, but the committee can be involved if we get some grants and other things, because we can get other money.
Is there any potential for reimbursement for property owners that want to do something now and actually have the money to do it, that they're going to make that commitment, hoping maybe that they, you know, there's a process that they can get some reimbursement.
By the time you write rules, because some of you won't be on this board. It's pretty hard to sit here when you won't have money for 3 years to write priorities and rules. I think, you know, if you were a year out, that's one thing, but I think we're quite a ways from that. Like, in other words, you have a bit, and then who would pay? You know, I think it'd be hard to sit here and say, well, if you go do, we'll let you go do a remodel, you spend your money, and 5 years from now, we'll get back to you.
Well, I'm thinking in the case of our building, Carol wants to, she wants to get rid of the vinyl. She wants to do something with that building, but it's a huge building. It's going to cost a lot. And I think so we're going to do a piece of it. She's committed to do the south end and the front. But I think to complete the project, she'd probably feel better about that if she knew maybe she could apply for something.
My advice is that you don't be taking any applications.
And wouldn't you want to wait a little bit, because if we're going to have somebody come in here, what if the design, you get her working on something and all of a sudden
it's not going to be anything so, you know, outlandish that it's probably not going to, it's going to be a lot like what it was originally, which is one of the things that we've talked about doing, you know, which is wood siding and you know, that sort of thing. So it's probably... whatever she does, if you look on the back of it now, she wants to do the whole building that way and then do a solid color stain as opposed to the natural wood. And that's probably going to go fine with whatever design comes up.
I honestly understand the desire to get it done because, you know, we need to look a little better every day.
Mm-hmm.
And wanting to get out front there and do something that'll really make us look good. But I think that's a big assumption. It's going to take some doing for everybody to come together with what this town thinks they want to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, if she can wait a while, I don't know what's the time frame that.
Well, you know, I was going to say if we're talking the same time frame, 2-3 years down the road, that building is going to really look like crap.
Well, that's why I think it's too early to have people stop what they need to do.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know, they need to go do what they. You know, we can give an idea. This process we're going to talk about will kind of give an idea of what you want to look like. Mm-hmm. But as far as money to help do it.
Yeah.
It just isn't going to exist. And I think, you know, we aren't the federal government. We don't borrow.
I think you open up a can of worms, too, because if you let one property owner do it, then everybody's mm-hmm. going to expect the city to contribute for mm-hmm. their improvements.
Yeah,
and that can get pretty expensive.
Well, that is one of the functions of the urban renewal district somewhere down the road.
Well, but that's why what you're going to do is how this will generally work when you get into facade programs. You're going to say maybe we have enough to do three. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're going to put it out and let people kind of say, I'd like you to consider me. Then the tough thing is you have to decide, this isn't the first one in. That's one of the things you'll get used to. Urban renewal is you got to spend the money to do the best bang. If the building is okay, and we got one that really needs it more, it could be the last one in. See, you need to prioritize these on need and what makes Lapine look better. If you take that building, it may need it because she wants it and it would look better, but are there other buildings of people that might want it ahead of that? That's the dilemma.
A triage. Mm-hmm.
Yes, good term.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to triage this and, you know, it's,
So let me get this straight. Urban renewal. When I came in for that one meeting, I was kind of like thrown in and really didn't know too much about it. I thought urban renewal was something like putting in street lights and sidewalks and things like that, that everybody is going to get something out of. Not individual business owners to upgrade their buildings.
Yes. I think that it's safe to say that the urban renewal will have certain kinds of programs that maybe be a forgivable loan or something for a person to build a re-facade, like the Rick has said. The city will do X number of street lights and things like that, and trees maybe. But signs, for instance, some cities have gone through with their urban renewal and done these signs. You know, everybody sort of has a
get your name
design
here.
That they all use. And follow closely whether it's a monument or what, it's a hanging sign. So there could be some kind of assistance program that people redo all their signs.
But everybody has to do the signs.
No.
What this committee is going to will set yeah. the priorities.
I don't want to make any waves, but you know, part of what we're going through in this country right now is people don't trust government because they feel that they're scrapped. And if you give something to somebody, somebody else is going to be saying, their nose is going to get out of joint. Or if you do something that's more for everybody, then nobody can say too much.
Well, urban renewal, let's just take a step. Urban renewal does streetscapes. It can buy up a blighted property. Actually, the definition of urban renewal is to remove blight. Mm-hmm. It's to take areas that are not looking good and make them look better. It could be tearing it down. It could be helping it look better with a facade. It could be a streetscape. And all urban renewals that I know of, and the most one of the popular elements is a facade, they call it, the storefronts. Mm-hmm. Sisters, Redmond, Madras, they all do it. But you come with criteria that says, you know, you can apply. First, it's a letter of interest, you know, and then the committee decides. And what you do is there's a buy-in, though. It isn't 100% grant, generally. So one of the things they'll do is say, maybe provide the architecture instead of you winging it. So some people aren't very artistic.
So everybody that wants to do this has a chance
yes.
of getting it done.
Yes, just okay. She was just using that. But no, she has to compete. You know, hers may or may not get selected.
But I'm saying eventually everybody that wants to participate in this will.
If we can make applications.
If the group wants to. But you know, it's really not, I mean, it's people do eventually get, some don't want you to do it. You know, I don't want, you know, I'm happy. They're the newer buildings. Mm-hmm. So it tends to be your older ones, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a good program, but I think that what a lot of the help is you do the architecture. Because you'll spend $2,000 or $3,000 having the architecture done, because that helps them bidding it, getting the permits.
Yeah.
And then by doing it, then the architect actually meets with that owner and talks about it. It's amazing the things the architects come up with to make them look good. Because most of us aren't that artistic, you know, in that sense, and they are really good at that. So you may end up covering that. Then you'd say they come up with a design and they estimate the cost. What a lot of times they'll do is maybe the urban renewal district pays 25% of it. So a business may say it's a $50,000 remodel. Mm-hmm. So we put up 20, 15, whatever. You get to decide that. So it can be anything you want. Then the owner has to put up the balance. And the owner may say, no, I'm not interested. And other owners will say, I am. You might start the first round, you get 50%. You can make it to where the part, because it's hard for them to have money, urban renewal districts will make a loan interest-free for the business's side, so they don't have to have any cash. Mm-hmm. And then that payment comes back into urban renewal. Some of them will say we'll have interest free for 5 years. We'll amortize it over 10 or 15. So the payments are low, but there's no interest for the first few years. So you can do it however you want. There's no law.
So what you're mm-hmm. saying is probably for about the first 3 years, it really isn't enough money to worry about.
Yes.
And then this committee will decide on what they feel is important.
Yes. But we could go ahead and start setting up the structure and the planning and all that.
I think first I'd start, kind of what we're going to do is what do we want this thing to look like, kind of. Because we can still start promoting it with people. Mm-hmm. You know, people that are remodeling or doing mm-hmm. things on their own. You know, isn't necessarily have to be the government helping them with the thing.
Would we then maybe put a package together that if somebody's going to do something, they could come and take the package and sort of get ideas?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, it is really a neat thing. The bad part, as I've said, is it's just a slow at the beginning. It's like compounding interest.
Yeah.
It's amazing once you get out a few years how it works. We'll have $7-8 million. And so if you're sitting here, we're only taking in 25 grand a year, I mean, that's a 200-year process. Well, once you get out here 15 years, you're taking in a couple hundred grand in a year.
Mm-hmm.
See, then you can do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it just is going to take time, and that is going to be the most painful part of this for everyone.
And you have the experience, too, Rick, from Madras, when that
it's
got
a 10-year-old plant, you know. And then what they generally do is that you can actually borrow ahead, so that once we get established after a couple, 3 years, you can kind of guess how much money's coming in. What they usually would do is like borrow 5 to 7 years ahead. So maybe we could get $300,000 or $400,000, and the first time is less. Then you've used up all that money, kind of, and you keep some back. Then at the end of the 5 years, you can borrow again, but those numbers are getting bigger. You know, that's what most urban renewal districts do. But again, I think you know, more we want to work on what do we want to look like. We really don't have any money to loan right now. And so that's really a year or two away discussion as to, you know, and it really needs to be those that are sitting here then. We can talk about the concept, but, you know, you can't actually kind of lock in future groups.
Yeah.
What about the rules and the structure? How will we proceed along down the road to start developing these rules, or is somebody going to help us do that?
Okay. Let's just go through and see where we're at now, I think. And so the state, through and it will get to the development. This is the person that's been assigned to our project. His name is Matthew Arnold. Works at Sierra Architects from Portland, and you can read about him. I've done a conference call with all these folks, and this is Sisters downtown. This firm did Sisters. There you'll see, if you've been to Sisters, some of you need to just be like a Sunday drive, go on up, you know, enjoy the ice cream and go to a movie, but walk one of the streets, and theirs is very nice. They got the wooden light posts there and you know, different things. And obviously they're a sophisticated city in the sense it's been going this way for a long time. A lot of issues came up, but this firm did that. And I think the point we want to make is that's a town of 2,000 people. Yes, they've done towns of 1 million people, but they know little towns right here. They're doing Galveston and Bend and Tin Barrel. They're just starting that. So it's a firm that works in the area and knows these little streetscape projects. This is what Sisters, they'll come up with these kind of things when we get clear into the design stage. We're not doing that now, because we're not getting down to those kinds of detail, but ultimately showing you know, the travel lanes, parking, sidewalks, you know, curb extensions where you're at the corners so it narrows the crossings, 14-foot travel lanes, that's a state highway, you know. So they're doing 8-foot sidewalks like we are.
So this would be one of the things that if people are going to start remodeling or doing something.
That's what an example is. Rex and the new credit union are both building 8-foot sidewalks at our request. They're doing it voluntarily. And in the case of Rex, he's having on-street parking. So he moved his curb line over. He gave up property, you know, and because that improves his business. He's putting in, and so is the bank, they're putting in street trees. We've ordered the tree wells, and we're going to help them. We're going to help them with the tree wells. But then they're also putting in a couple the decorative lights. So they're doing it on their own. So you're going to start to get an idea of what this could look like. City of La Pine,
are
streets.
Are you talking about Rex Lesser?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He bought a building over there. City of La Pine, streetscapes, pedestrian safety, and pedestrian-friendly design workshop. That's what's going to be coming. It's paid for by the Transportation Growth Management Program. They also then give grants. If you look in the downtowns, these are they'll give the $1 million grant. So my hope is when they, you know, we'll get to working with these folks, and this is a state of Oregon, ODOT and Department of Land Conservation and Development Commission. Got that. There's your overview, I guess. Gives you the two agencies that are involved. And I think that second paragraph there, TGM seeks to strengthen the ability of local governments to manage growth and comply with the Oregon Transportation Plan, integrate transportation land use planning, preserve and enhance our community livability, and encourage transportation efficient development. The objective of streetscapes, pedestrian safety, and pedestrian-friendly design workshop in Lapine is to help the city identify strategies for creating safer, more pedestrian-friendly, and an economically healthy downtown. That's what we're going to have happen. The city of Lapine has decided to prioritize the transformation of a commercial zone, the downtown area west of 97. So this project is Huntington Road. It's not out on 97. Into a pedestrian-friendly, attractive, and vibrant center that can draw new investment after a desirable place for people to visit between Sun River and Klamath County. Corey, here's Corey right here too. Corey put this together today. He started at 1 o'clock.
Good job.
So he's been on the job not long. So they're going to participate in a conference call with key stakeholders. They're going to consult and visit the city and meet with folks. They're going to do that on June 9th. What I'd like today, and Ashley and Patty will take down your names, those of you who would be willing to meet in one-on-ones or two-on-twos, this will not be on a phone, they'll actually be here. And we'd like all the committee members to do that, maybe in groups of two or three, so they can spend an hour with you. And it's on June 9th, so be thinking, and they are going to take down your names, and then Corey will send out some emails and get you scheduled. Do you think a lot of you would like to do that?
Oh, yeah.
And that includes any of you, budget guys, other council members?
Sure.
Is that going to be in the afternoon?
They are here from 8 in the morning till 6 at night. So, okay. And they are going to meet with the LED meeting for about an hour. So the economic group will catch it, the whole group. Then, if others would like to meet on the side, or again, maybe your mom and some of those folks that are interested, some of you, was I'd like to get them meet, because they're going to leave and kind of get a feel for what you would like to see downtown. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to put it into their architectural brain, and they're going to spit something out. And if it was me, it'd come out brown and square. So it's probably best it's not. It could come out any black. So then they'll come back, and we'll get to that. They're going to do some flyers. I mean, they're going to do it upright. We're going to end up with a big workshop. They're going to put together a PowerPoint. They're going to come back in September. And we'll do a 2 or 3 hour event on September 15th. And kind of show folks what they've come up with. So this is going to kind of give us a template to move forward on. They're going to come up with then a written report. They're going to, that's going to include the analysis of downtown and what are our next steps, long-term, short-term. Then we can probably start applying for some grants to help us to the next phase. So while Urban Renewal is building money, I think we can do some things.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's City Hall.
Yeah, you'll get a notice.
Okay. But, yeah. And this is all through the grant that you...
Yes.
Wow. Cool.
And then what we would like to do, the state's kind of told me, we split this up. The next phase would be, okay, you agree to things. Then you kind of have to get it into the planning code. Because you do need some teeth, or else it's just 20 volunteers who sat around and gave an idea. And then some people will, you know what they'll think of that. Some will say great and follow it, and some will say things we don't want on our tape. Ultimately, you need some written code in order to get people to kind of follow it. And so it would say things like, you must have the street trees are 30 feet apart, and there are 3-foot tree wells, and when you redo a property or you build new, you have to do that. It's part of your site plan. If we decide that you must have a couple wood pillars in the front because of a craftsman look, it would say you must have a certain amount of that. you know, whatever it is. And that would actually be in our code. So when people apply to build, you got to follow it. Now, I don't foresee it. If you look at Sisters, that is the far extreme, you know. But there's a lot of room between nothing and Sisters. Mm-hmm. And we'll have to figure out where we're comfortable. You know, you can get down to where you're picking paint colors, or you'll end up with you could actually give them 500 colors, but there may be a couple hundred that are no's. And within that palette of 500, it's got lots. But pink polka dots may not be there. You know.
So green and yellow's out.
Yeah. Well, actually, green and yellow would not look too good in a downtown. You know, I mean, if you think about it.
Orange? But orange and black orange might black. Work.
Yeah.
That's right.
So yeah, it's a pretty exciting. Oh, that's going down in the budget, so we'll skip that. So that's where we're going to be.
Okay. Cool.
And then the next phase would be maybe applying for the bigger grants to kind of start. You know, you've only got a block. You know, and you just have to, or a couple three blocks. Maybe if First Street's your center, you always got to pick a center. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be another thing that's tough with people. You know, if you can't leapfrog around or else you get nothing. So you do have to kind of start at your main corner. And if you're going to go out in all directions a block, or you're going to go one way two blocks or three blocks, you really can't go one side of the highway a block, skip two with the old, and, you know, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So it does take a while to work your way out. Hopefully you get a big enough grant to go, you know, out a little ways.
So is this group going to be involved in deciding about grants? Are you going to do some research for us?
Yeah, we'll do the grants. I mean, you know, you guys don't need to be. I mean, it would be rare that a committee like this is, I mean, that's staff work.
Yeah.
The Pine's a little different, so you like to
be involved.
Get yourselves. But these are really going to be ODOT grants. Now, the Ford Foundation, what we could do is maybe mix with some things. So I think with the Ford Foundation would be an avenue to get us going ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. If we can start getting a feel for the direction we're going, mm-hmm. then we can leverage these opportunities.
Yes.
And work it all together as much as possible. But it does sound like it's a few years out before we have enough money to do a whole lot. So,
Any other questions or things?
One, our urban renewal
board.
The board. Do we each have individual terms? Or are we all...
Nope, they're staggered.
Staggered. Yeah,
they are. It's not going to be.
Okay.
We have
so we're not all going to disappear and a whole new group.
And the council appoints people to it.
Okay.
You don't self-appoint. So the council, if someone leaves, they will replace those folks. You try to keep it kind of fairly business-y with a couple of the elected officials, which I think we've done. And that's the reason you're here, is most all of you have been in business or you're in business, you know, and you want to kind of keep it, try not to fill it with the government agency folks for some of the reasons that I need to mention.
Okay. Anything else? Any other questions or comments for Rick?
It'll take us a little while to kind of, you know, get going and everything, but I think this process ahead, how many of you, those of you that would like to, are you willing to kind of do that little 45-minute meeting with these, with that, actually that guy will be here and a couple others, or just, if you would maybe raise your hand so she would know, everybody. Yes, you're right at the main corner.
Yeah, sure.
You may be one of the first.
Keep your hands up.
Oh.
Is it everybody?
Just put it all in.
Is it everybody?
Yeah, it's everybody.
Looks like it's about everybody.
Okay. Everyone would care.
Okay. If there's nothing else, we have a...
Go ahead. That's right. Then the other thing, we're going to have our budget meeting here in a minute. But one of the things the board then is connected to the council. We have a budget committee meeting, and then the city council a few weeks later approves what the budget committee did. So we're going to have a budget committee meeting in a few minutes. But one thing this board needs to do is get back to actually then approve the budget committee meeting, the seven of you, without the other folks. So we need to meet again sometime in June. And what I was thinking, the council meets, since some of you are duplicates, the council meets on Tuesday, and we're going to do our budget on June 10th. If we just did it on the 10th at like 5:30, it's literally could be a 10-minute thing. Would that be okay?
Sure.
That way we'll have snacks here. You can come down and we'll just go right into the council.
So that's budget approval.
Yes, and that'll be the seven of you.
So the budget committee is separate from all of us, though, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So when we're through with this meeting, we leave and they do
nope.
their budget thing?
Nope. All your, it's
we're all on it.
Budget law, it's the equal number of the committee. Since it's a seven-person committee, you need to have seven non-committee members for 14 total.
Okay.
Now, we could be short one or two, but you have, that's it.
That's on the
if you had a five-person board, you would have a 10-person budget committee.
Right.
Rick, on June, on that day, we also have the city budget meeting in the, before
yep.
that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, except no, that's just the council. See, the budget committee's already done the budget.
On our agenda, we said we were meeting at 5:30.
For
the city budget meeting.
The city budget. What we're doing on June 10th is just. For the urban renewal will be the urban renewal 7. No one else.
5:30.
And at 6, it's the city council and no one else. The process is you have a budget committee. Again, this is a little weird because we're having to rush this because we've never have done this before. You have a budget committee. You hear the budget. You then approve it. You recommend to the council to approve it. But the extra volunteers then go away and just the council. See, the council could overrule what the budget committee did.
Yeah.
The urban renewal committee is doing something. When you meet, you could overrule the budget committee. Now, since we only have one line item, there's not a lot to overrule. But, you know.
That's the process.
It is the process. And this is the same if you're the city of Portland.
Yeah.
You know, and you have a 1,000-page budget. Ben's budget was what, $300 million or what did I read?
$600 million.
Is just a 2-year budget. You know, the process is the same. They don't say because you're under $100,000 you get to do it differently. So it's a little cumbersome, but.
Okay.
So is that 5:30 that night? Fine.
Works for me.
5:30 June.
Put that in. She'll send out the notice.
Okay, sounds good. So then, is there any other comments from anybody here? We have an opportunity for public comment.
Yeah.
Public comment, public?
Thank you.
Okay, it looks like we have no additional public comment. Anything else for the good of the order before we adjourn this meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, we have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we be adjourned.
Take a breath. Then we'll come back and have a budget.